The Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has taken a significant step in its efforts to combat the exploitation of its natural resources by issuing a formal notice to Apple, marking what a lawyer representing the government describes as the country's first move in this drive. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. French lawyer William Borden, speaking to the Newsday programme on behalf of Democratic Republic of the Congo's government, revealed that a team of lawyers had sent a formal notice to Apple, alleging the use of illegally exploited minerals in its products. The notice asserts that these minerals are sourced from mines where human rights violations occur at the hands of rebels. The formal notice serves as a warning of potential legal action should Apple continue to engage in the alleged practice. Apple, however, has previously stated that there is no evidence to suggest that any of its suppliers have financed or benefited armed groups in Democratic Republic of the Congo or neighboring countries. According to Mr. Borden, "This is the first move, we will continue. This is the first move of a new policy of the DRC. We want to moralize the way that raw materials are exploited in this country." Democratic Republic of the Congo's legal team accuses Apple of purchasing minerals that are smuggled from eastern Congo into neighboring Rwanda, where they are then laundered and integrated into the global supply chain. This allegation underscores the complexities and challenges associated with ensuring ethical sourcing practices in global supply chains. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.